We are going to be talking to the writer of the blog, Who Flipped My Triangle? Who Flipped My Triangle is a blog that began in December 2014. And it's about finding the balance necessary to be spiritually healthy. So tell us a little bit about what prompted you to write your blog, Who Flipped My Triangle?
Well, I always have been critically thinking about everything whatever I face. There are a lot of rules and traditions and customs. They come in the society when I started to grow up and I started to see the things I didn't agree with. And when I was quite young, I read a poetry from somebody, I don't remember the author. He says, I should say it in my language first and then I can translate it. Nasha sharab mein hota to nach deep hotal. Ye khudi mujh mein hai ke main jhoomta hoon. It means that if the intoxication was in the alcohol, then the bottle should dance. It is me who drinks it and then I dance. And this intoxication is, what I'm talking about, is the God. The God is the alcohol in the human body. When we drink it, we start to dance. Now, you can be falling drunk. You can be a sober, social drinker. Or you can say that I don't want to drink at all. It is your prerogative. So when I started thinking about it, I feel that there is something, what am I dancing with?
Mm-hmm.
Now, if I say I'm doing everything, then I can say that, well, not quite. First of all, I get this oxygen in me, which is provided to me for not in my control, not in any human being's control, not in my family's control, not in my community's control, not in my religion's control. Nobody can save me if the oxygen is gone.
Right.
So all the focus is on that, who is keeping me alive? That's one thing. When I take the oxygen in, I have trillions and trillions of cells and the bacteria inside, which is functioning all together, and who is functioning all that together? You think we take one pill and it will be all okay, or one vitamin it will be okay? No, it's not. It is absolutely the most complex thing you can say. As I said before, we are the ocean in a drop, not the drop in the ocean. And as an individual, that's what I feel, that we have to own our responsibilities. If we follow everything what our society says, or traditions, or customs, or religion say, that means you are throwing away your CEO status, what God had made you.
Well, that is very profound. And so your thinking is very deep. You go by the name Dancing Bottle. And so is this one of the reasons why you have chosen that name, because of this poem that you read that prompted you to begin to think this way?
Well, sometimes I feel that my thoughts, they come in from somewhere I don't understand.
Uh-huh.
So when you have a trigger, you know, this is a trigger.
Right.
Somebody says something and it's a trigger. Even if it's coming for somebody who's saying something about love, but I'm taking it to the spiritual side, and I say that this is the reality for me. So I choose to go with whatever I want to write. And Dancing Bottle is, as I said, that every human being, we say we are doing everything, but we are not doing everything because we are dancing with the how can I explain it, like with the cells in there. every cell gets fed, every cell gets oxygen, every cell stays alive, and then they, in turn, they help the body to live. They help the us to live. But who is making that whole function going right? And that is where the God comes in. When you say that, I'm doing it, no, you're not doing it. Your body is doing it, no, your body is not doing it. Body is just like a computer. You put install the music in there, you install the data in there, but that is not something who is doing it. It is the person who's a computer runner inside of you. And that's what you are.
Would you say that person who's the computer runner is the you that is your consciousness?
I would say where God meets human being.
Ah.
Where God becomes physical, and we have the spirituality, say spiritual entity is God, but we are all divided in single cells. And if we are the cells, that's where God becomes physical. All God's work is being physically done by the single cell of a human being who is living and functioning. If you take all the prayers from everybody, they cannot be physically fulfilled unless there is another human being involved in there. You can pray all you want, but it will always end up with some other human being.
So you have to act on the prayer.
The somebody who is responding to the prayers, I call it, they are doing the practical prayer.
Uh-huh.
So the way I see it, if you go to the mosque 5 times a day, or you go to church every Sunday, or you are doing something what the society and community had taught you to do. But the real spirituality behind is that you go to help somebody in everyday life. Say you get somebody to cross the street who is blind, or that is practical prayer.
Uh-huh.
But if you look at, I'm doing this prayers because I want to show to people, that doesn't do anything. If you say that God will be happy about me being subservient, no, God didn't make you subservient. God made you a perfectly capable entity of being a CEO of your life. You make the decisions, you run the departments, God is one of the department.
I see. So can you tell us a little bit about what formed you and brought you to the perspective on healthy spirituality?
Well, who flipped my triangle? That is the politics of all religions. They wanted to have a control on the single individual. So what they did was they made the God and the devil at the top of the triangle, and they made the individual as the bottom, because the individual himself or herself feels weak as a single entity. So they wanted to join to something. First it was the joining with the family, then it's a community, then now it leads to, ends up, they're saying, no, with the God. God is the highest, the biggest, powerful entity. And then you have the devil comes in. It's like a Harry Potter to me. You want to take responsibility of your actions because you are able to. You don't throw that on your doing, your wrongdoing, and blame it on the devil. You don't throw all the credit, what you're doing, to God.
So you have to take responsibility for your actions, your mistakes, your strengths, your weaknesses, rather than giving it up to God.
Yeah, living this life as a responsible individual.
And if you live this life as a responsible individual, like a CEO, as you said, then how does God and the devil fit into the responsible individual's life?
Well, if you put the human being first on the top, and the good side is the God, and the bad side is the human being, is the devil. Now, when you say that what is good, what is bad, is not as an entity. They are the actions. Now, if you have removed the good action or removed the bad actions, what you got left is still a neutral human being. It's still there. But if you remove the human being, the good and the bad disappears with the human being.
Uh-huh.
That's the logic behind it.
Mm-hmm.
Now, you cannot just kill everybody and say that God is great. Now, God is, how can God be great if there is no human being to appreciate him? Or you can blame that everything on the devil and you keep doing, that means you are not assuming your CEO status, you are not accepting the responsibility of you being you who is a CEO of your life.
You named your blog Who Flipped My Triangle.
That was the reason I think that along the way we gave too much power to God and too much power to devil, because we want to take our bad things off our shoulders and put it on the devil. And then when we say that, oh, I'm doing everything because of the God, sure, you are doing something. When you take the breath in, you are not doing it alone. That means you have a credit to give. But what you are doing, you have to get credit for that as well. But if you don't give that to credit to yourself and you say everything is done by the God, this is the fundamentals of the lack of self-esteem in a human being. This is where the religions, they rob the individual self-esteem. They make the individual inferior, smaller, and insignificant.
And is this due to the politics of religion and the need of religion to control the individual?
It is 100% politics when you enforce your views on somebody else. The religion is something, it started with a good intention. It was, if you look at the lives of the founder of the religions, they are perfectly, how should I say that, perfectly sacrificing and perfectly good people. But as you use the religion as a system of living or a manifesto of living, if you compare what the religions have done with their politics to the individual, they used to burn the witches, they killed the gays, so there was no human rights at all. When there is no human rights and the prejudice, if you think about it, how much prejudice is in there? Every religion says that I'm right, I'm going to the heaven with the, what is that, 3 to 20% brain power? That's ridiculous. How can you make a solid decision with the brain which is just still evolving? Because the proof is in the pudding. We are still learning. Every day we learn something new. What does it mean? It means the brain is still evolving.
So this idea that we as human beings are always evolving.
Continuously, yeah.
Continuously evolving. Therefore,
putting a cap on any human activity is not spiritual. Because God created, I would go to the limb and say that God created man or woman to evolve himself.
Okay.
To continuously going, evolving, learning more and more and more.
So would you say that that is part of the responsibility of being the CEO of your life, to continuously learn and grow and evolve yourself?
If you look at the baby, and that's what it says. Baby comes as a brand new computer. You install the data from the day one. You keep installing. First of all, you're Muslim, you're Christian, you're Jewish. That's the data. This is not an identity. Then you say that, well, you have to do this for your group, and this is what you have to, the responsibility. We have the love of our community, love of our family, love of our loved ones. That's what makes it so natural to us to fight or kill others. So that's it's a different line I'm going with, the sense of belonging and sense of freedom.
Okay. So you have been writing this blog, Who Flipped My Triangle? And you go by the title Dancing Bottle.
Mm-hmm.
And it comes from a deep sense of what it is to be a human being and what it is to be spiritually healthy.
Well, first of all, we should ask questions. The first question is, like, everybody asks, what came first, chicken or the egg? Now, nobody really can explain to you with the logic. They will explain to you with assumptions. I go with the same thing. What came first, human or the God? And you can say that God came first because God created human being. Okay, I'll buy that. But the trouble comes in, how does the God become valuable?
Okay.
There was a poet. He said, Hazaron saal nargis apni be nuri pe roti hai, badi mushkil se hota hai chaman mein deedavar paida. It's like you have a pond in the forest somewhere. There is a very pretty lily in there, and nobody is there to see the beauty. God would be like that if there is no human being.
So human beings have the capacity to see the beauty of God and to connect with that beauty and practice it in daily life?
Well, first of all, we have to know ourselves. What are we? Who are we?
Uh-huh.
And when you say that, oh, I'm just an extension of an ideology, you demote yourself from what God had created you first. As I said before, we are the ocean in a drop, meaning we have everything in us. Now, I wrote somewhere about the $5. That's each individual comes in with a little power, and that is, I gave the name of $5. Then you have God with the trillion, gazillions of dollars power. But that $5 makes you feel inferior when everybody gets together and puts their money together. So the community becomes very, very powerful. And that's the politics, start of the politics. Whether it's religion, whether it's ism, whether it's a kingdom, or no matter which way you go, it always comes down to that $5. They want, the community wants your $5, but they are going to keep telling you that you mean nothing. That $5 meant nothing. But it is the foundation of the whole concept of self, of governing of a community. Now, when you govern, when you mix the $5 together, guess what happens? That's when the politics starts. Some of them, they will say, okay, how can I use this guy's $5? So you try to cheat and lie and say that the things what people don't understand to get your goal, to get the power, get the people together and use them for your benefits. When you say, well, I'm going to create God. That's why I said, what came first? Either God came first and created human being, or we evolved far enough to understand how to manipulate people, how to control people. So we can come up with the God as well. I feel that it's absolutely the extreme of both. If I'm going to go in there, I'm going to go into assumptions as well. So I'm not going to go in the assumptions. What I'm trying to say is what I'm trying to make sense out of it. But my common sense is that as a human being, I make the decisions every day. I wake up to go to work, to do this. And I make the decision to meet somebody at a certain time, I go there. And if I say that, it's all because of the God, where do I stand? Where does my free will stand? What God installed in me? And remember, I mentioned to you that we came with the free will and the compassion from before birth.
Okay.
So if we are coming from before birth, we are bringing something along. What does it mean? It opens up the whole spiritual door. Most people, they don't go in there if you are living life black and white. But how do you justify a placebo effect in somebody's healing? It is the same thing. So I want to use God as a placebo effect to heal the individual's even problems. Most people are stuck in literally very, very small stuff.
Yeah.
But if they can open up and start to realize that themselves what they are, then all these problems, they become smaller.
Thank you.
Yeah, that's okay.
Thank you very much. We've just been talking to Dancing Bottle, the writer of the blog Who Flipped My Triangle.